What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number two. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, and let's get back into the news here. Now, prior to the assassination of former president of Yemen, Saleh, the general consensus of opinion was that Saudi Arabia had gotten tired, they were worn out, they were about ready to throw in the towel. Saleh was climbing in popularity and influence in the country once again. And then, of course, he was killed, and nobody's really still sure who did it. The Houthis are getting the blame. But ever since Saleh's death, the Saudi coalition has greatly intensified airstrikes against Yemen. And they did dozens of airstrikes in positions of the Houthi Ansarallah movement in Sana'a and northern provinces yesterday, despite calls for a humanitarian ceasefire in the country. And the coalition also bombed the presidential palace, Saleh's residence, and houses of his family members. And that right there is reason to suspect that Saleh wasn't necessarily killed by the Houthis, who had been he'd been supportive and working with up until quite recently. Now, over in Ukraine, we might be about to see something dramatic happen there, because Pravi Sector radicals have given Petro Poroshenko a 72-hour ultimatum that he stop all the lawlessness in the country, or the ATO will come to Kiev. And ATO is the zone of anti-terrorist operation, as the Kiev authorities call the civil war against Donbass. So Donbass has been playing defense, just holding on to their territory, but apparently they've given Poroshenko this 72-hour ultimatum. If you don't stop this, if you don't stop attacking us, we're going to start attacking you. We're going to go on the offensive. And that may be a significant threat, because there was this other story that came out of FortRus.com on how Americans are practicing how to evacuate Poroshenko from Ukraine. And they took two of these Ka-27 helicopters, and they're basically flying them on in, practicing the route, and verifying that they can land on the deck of an American ship. So we may be seeing something dramatic about to happen there. Meanwhile, the U.S. is sending B-1B Lancer bombers to South Korea to take part in this week-long joint military exercise following Pyongyang's latest missile test. And it's an unspecified number of the long-range bombers. Maybe they figured they'd better get them on over there, because the F-22s and the F-35s were not looking really good in actual service. If you will remember, F-22 lost power, did get back to the air base, had to be towed off the runway. And yesterday, an F-35 was literally losing pieces out of the fuselage in flight, which tells you it probably would not do very well when it's actually being fired upon. Now, the corporate media has come out with this report that North Korea's last missile test was a failure because the reentry cone broke up on impact with the atmosphere. And it may be that somebody over there who is ever analyzing this doesn't really understand orbital reentry, or they just hope that you don't. Because the way a nuclear missile is designed to work is to follow a very shallow path just out of the atmosphere into the vacuum of space, and then a gradual reentry into the atmosphere, like a returning Mercury, Gemini, or Apollo spacecraft, and then deploy for the targets. Now, the test missile, just to test the engine, went straight up 2,800 miles and then came straight back down, which meant it slammed into the atmosphere like it was a brick wall. Remember all the talk about when they were trying to get Apollo 13 back to the Earth, and they had to hit this just right corridor? Because if they came in too steep, they would burn up. And that may be what happened. And maybe the North Koreans weren't expecting this thing to survive a direct head-on impact to the atmosphere, In fact, that weapons cone may have just been, you know, an empty shell. But I don't think you can look at that and say that this was necessarily a failure. It's what you would expect in a test that goes straight up and straight down. All right, let's take some phone calls here. We're going to go to Frank in Pennsylvania. Aloha, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Okay, Mike, very good. You know, with this moving the embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem, we don't have an American Middle East policy. We have an Israeli Middle East policy.
And President Trump, especially since 9/11.
Especially, right. And President Trump is really a disappointment, because for whose benefit is to move this embassy? It doesn't benefit the American people. It's just going to cause more unrest. It's going to cause us to get into another $1 trillion foreign entanglement in the Middle East by the time everything is all said and done. And if you wonder why, Michael, if you wonder why China is building super cities for their people and Japan is building monorails that go up to 200 miles an hour, because they're not involved in foreign entanglements like we are. They're taking care of their people's business. And that is true. China is building super cities. And
yes,
Japan has one of the best mass monorail systems, even tops Europe. So
yes,
if we want to, if you want to think about this in layman's terms, what we spent on the Iraq war, and that was basically to benefit Israel, without a doubt, what we spent on the Iraq war, we could have paid off every single student loan debt in the United States of America. But we don't do that for our people. We get involved in these foreign entanglements, and what it does is it bleeds this nation, our treasury, and our people. And Trump was very, very much a disappointment, because he should leave it alone. They got to learn how to work out their own problems. We have this country, and these kids are graduating with student loan debt that is amassed, would take years to pay off. And in addition to that, we have crumbling highways, infrastructure. My goodness, look around, people, what this country has become since I was a kid in the 50s. We are going down.
Yes.
And it's because we keep on getting involved with these Middle East foreign entanglements on the benefit of a very few handful of people. And that's what I got to say, Michael.
Well, there's another aspect that most people don't really talk about, and that is the fact that given that Israel does have nuclear weapons, they can use them as a threat against much of the world. Not directly, but what they could do is nuke the Middle East oil fields and leave them so radioactive they can't be used anymore. And that would collapse the oil-based economy around the world. And I think it was Ariel Sharon used to joke about how the Arabs may have all the oil, but we've got the matches. And so there's the implied threat there. You know, you do what Israel wants,
right,
or we'll burn up all the oil.
Right. You're right with that. But I tell you what, there's a young man. His name is Elon Musk. He's doing wonders with this company called Tesla. And one day we're going to be off this foreign oil. And this is what's, you're right, it brings it down. But I'm just saying, you know, Japan is oil, you know, needs oil, and so does China. But they are taking care of their people, Michael, way better than we ever did, you know, for the last 20 years. We've been getting involved.
Yes.
Just think from the first Gulf War on, 1991 on, it's a never-ending Middle East conflicts. It's nonsense in Syria now. You know, we got to worry about Iran and Iraq and this. It's bleeding our treasury, and we got to be, as a people, and say enough's enough. Take care of this country.
There's nothing in the treasury. What we're doing is we're building up more debt to the private central bank, which the private central bank really likes. But we've been living in a wartime economy now for two decades. They don't want to admit it, but that's the reality. Again, look at the decayed infrastructure, the massive homelessness, the massive unemployment, the fact that the government lies about the unemployment and the rate of inflation. Go down the streets of your nearby town, look at all the retail vacancies. This nation is dying on the vine, and it's being bled dry for the war machine. And still there's money to keep giving more money to Israel all the time, because Israel's got a hammerlock on the U.S. government. Through Sionim, who are in positions of influence, through politicians they control, either through contribution or direct blackmail. It really is a scandal. And I don't see how this country is going to be able to survive much, this government is going to be able to survive much longer.
You're absolutely right, Michael. You know, but what we need to do is you need to be speaking to 50 million people instead of 500,000, because you got to wake up the American people. I'm awake.
No, I'm doing
my American
best.
Listeners are awake. You know,
I'm doing my best.
I pass your information on to everybody I see, Michael. But bless you for all the work you do, and keep up the good work. You stand with the righteous. You are righteous in what you say, Michael, and it is the truth.
All right, well, thank you. Thank you very much for those kind words. We're going to let you go and do a quick shout-out to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining the network, and we're going to go back to the telephones to Dustin in New Jersey. Aloha, Dustin. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. Yeah, you can't save everybody in the country. For those who are awake, got to stay prepared. You know, don't know when it's going to happen, but it's going to happen. But, yeah, hey, Mike, I know you know this, but in 3 years, the Chinese use more concrete than we use in 100 years. And in 6 years, they use more concrete than in our lifetime. They got the world's fastest train system. They got brand-new infrastructure, brand-new highways. They're modernized. We're not. That tells you everything you need to know what's going on. We're a war machine, and we're in decline, and we said this before over and over. And, my God, Mike, it's amazing how people are focused on this Russia did this, Russia did that. It's just everything's a diversion, because we're in a dying empire, and so is part of Europe, because that's part of the same empire. You know, it's a shame how people just focus on minuscule things like Kim Kardashian and, you know, kneeling for the football, and it's all garbage, man. It's like, you know, get yourself prepared and, you know, protect your family. And, you know, you don't know when it's going to come, but it's going to come, because you can see it. The decline is already happening.
Oh, yeah, it's very obvious. Now, for very young people where this is all they've ever known, their lives, they don't see it. But for us older people, we've been watching the nation rot away for a very, very long time. A couple of footnotes I'd like to add to that. If I recall correctly, the current world's record holder for fastest supercomputer is in China. And China just completed the world's largest non-steerable radio telescope. And it dwarfs the one at Arecibo. Huge thing. Absolutely huge.
That's the new empire, Mike. It's a fact. Eurasia is the new empire. That's why we fear Russia. That's part of the new empire. I know people don't want to hear it. It's a fact. We're in decline, you know, but you can't save everybody in this country that don't want to listen. You got to get your own family and your own affairs in order. Protect yourself, mm-hmm. your wife, your kids. And like, you know, Mike, with Trump, with this moving, like, how does this make America great again? That's why I want to ask all the people who I voted for Trump, but the people who still support Trump, how does this make America great again? It has nothing to do with, this is about a small percentage of like, Talmud worshipers, you know?
And I understand he did make this promise during his campaign, and it raised a little bit of concern. But it concerns me that this seems to be one of the few campaign promises he's actually carrying forward on. He promised no more foreign interventions. That promise was broken. He promised to put Hillary in jail. Nothing is being done. Either he totally bamboozled us all, or he's been totally compromised or threatened, or however it's come about, we did not get the Donald Trump we voted for. And yes, I'm just as disappointed as you are. And of course, probably would have been worse under Hillary. And that, I think, is really a statement about our current society, that every election is always trying to find out the lesser of two evils.
Mike, we're decadent. And, you know, Kenny Rogers had that song, you know, when to hold and when, you know, when to fold.
Yes.
I think it's time to fold Donald Trump, because it's over for him. It's over for us. You know,
he's a one-term president. He's probably going to survive all these attempts at impeachment and 25th Amendment. They may even take a shot at him, which I think would be a very destabilizing thing. But he's going to be a one-term president. He just blew off his chances in 2020. And I think that's why Hillary looks like she's already trying to maneuver the chessboard so she can take another run. Or in her case, a stagger toward the White House.
Like Kyle said, Mike, it's not who votes, it's who counts the votes, and it's the same with the economy and everything. It's who controls everything. It's who writes the tax code, benefits from the tax code. When are people going to understand that? You know, like Goldman yes. Sachs wrote it, they're going to benefit from it and their friends. You're not. You're paying more in taxes. And, you know, if you want to get angry enough, go out on the street. Otherwise, you know, you can't keep saying, well, Trump's doing this, doing that. He didn't do anything. He hasn't done anything.
No, he's just sitting back and coasting and allowing the same old machine to move forward. Anyway, Dustin, we're going to let you go. The phone lines are loading up here. So we're going to switch over to Sean in Ventura, California. And, Sean, what a horrible mess you people are having to suffer through with all these fires.
Oh, my God. I can't even begin to explain it. Can you hear me okay?
I hear you fine.
Okay, great. It's a mess. I'm literally in ground zero right now. I can barely see across the street. The smoke is so thick. And it smells like a campfire throughout the entire city. And you can't even see the sun. Like, it is absolutely brutal. And then I've had so many friends. Like, I'm safe where I'm at. I haven't been evacuated yet, but I've had so many friends, like refugees almost. One of my friends was evacuated 3 times. Like, she literally, like, had to pack up her kids and her husband and, like, move, like, 3 times over the course of, like, 4 hours. And then I had a neighbor come by just a minute ago, said that, so we've been out of electricity for a couple of days, but we're mm-hmm. apparently going to lose water. So we're going to be out of water for the next 2 or 3 days.
Now you understand why we preppers think the way that we do.
Yeah. Yeah, it's crazy. One of the things I wanted to say real quickly, and I don't want to take up too much of your time, but I heard you mention the fires yesterday, and I've been listening to you for the last 7 years, by the way, and you always mention the firebreak roads. But honestly, like, the ambers can fly once the Santa Ana, because you're familiar with Santa Barbara, so I've lived in Ventura.
Oh, yeah, well, I used to live in Southern California, and I've seen the Santa Ana winds, and I've seen these fires get out of control.
Yeah, and the ambers can fly, like, miles. So I don't really think the fire did hop the 33 and the 126 and the 101, so I don't really feel like the firebreak. I mean, maybe I'm wrong, but like, I don't really feel like the firebreak roads really make that much of a difference.
Well, I mean, it's not just acting as firebreaks. It also gives the fire trucks additional access into those interior regions, so they do have to be kept open. But I was watching the news this morning, and apparently the fire has reached as far east as the 405 freeway, which was shut down.
Yep.
And they were showing the fires actually getting into the Bel Air area. And that's, you know, where all the really rich people are living. You know, Hef's place is in there, although Hef isn't anymore.
Yeah. Well, I was in Santa Barbara when Montecito burned down, and, like Bill Murray, Oprah, a whole bunch of people lost their houses. It was crazy.
Yes. Yeah. I remember one time. All right. Well, listen, stay safe. If, you know, I would start bottling water while you still have water service just to have it standing by here.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah. As soon as I get off the phone, I'm going to head over to the water store.
All right. I think that's a very, very good idea. So quit wasting your time with me and get on over and get some emergency supplies set in.
Okay. Well, thank you to you and your listeners.
All right. Well, thank you very much. We're going to let you go. And I remember one of the summers that I worked at Six Flags Magic Mountain. There were literally 3 wildfires on 3 different sides of the park, and they decided to shut it down and send all the guests home with rain checks. As part of the street theater, our job was to make sure everybody was getting out cheerfully, you know, there's nothing to worry about. And it was just this weird experience to stand there in the middle of all this working amusement park equipment, nobody around, and this orange sky. I wish I'd had a camera at the time. It was just surreal. We'll be back after the
sunset.
Okay, right. We get those with our volcanoes. We'll be back after these few words.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customer. It works for me. Returned to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just 2 bottles, a 4-month supply. I take Extendivite 3 times a day, every day. I think this supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
Need your support to keep Republic Broadcasting and What Really Happened on the air. And if we don't get the support, we're going to have to start taking our control room techs and putting them out on the street corners with really short skirts and a lot of lipstick. So we really do need your help here. Okay, we're going to go on back to the telephones here. Ron in the Bronx. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. Aloha. Hey, before I get to my topic, how do you get to the music again on the on your website? You told me before, but I keep forgetting, man.
We have a website. We have a website specifically for the radio show, and it's called WRHradio.com, and it's just some promo stuff on there. But halfway down the page, there's a link that says Music from the What Really Happened radio show, and you click that, and it will take you to a player where all the music that we have used throughout the years, all the stuff that Claire has written, all the stuff that other artists have very graciously granted us permission to use is there. And in the player, there are also links that go to the website of those artists so you can find out more about them.
Okay, and that's on the halfway through the WRH radio website. You find
yeah,
that
just
link
about halfway or down the page. Yeah, it's a small page.
Okay, great. I wanted to ask you about the difference between, I mean, it's the nukes and atom bombs. I mean, I Googled it, but I would just like to hear your take on it. Because I know you say when the U.S. used nukes on in Japan, but could you just explain the difference for atomic and nuclear? I mean, I think
well,
they're the same thing, but...
Yeah, they are. They are. They're two different words, and it was kind of a matter of fashion. And part of the problem was when they started talking about nuclear weapons, Eisenhower, for some reason, started using the word nuclear, from which nukes eventually came, but it's the wrong pronunciation. And even George W. Bush was doing the same thing. He would always talk about Saddam's nuclear bombs. And so I think a lot of people just said, let's just use the word atomic. It's the same thing, and nobody's going to be able to mess that up.
Hmm. Okay, because it makes it sound like a nuclear bomb is a lot worse when they're actually the same thing. Because when you say, well, we use atomic bombs in Nagasaki and Hiroshima, you know, like it's like people are trying to water it down, but it actually is a nuclear bomb. Like when you always say we're the only country to use nuclear weapons on our own civilian population.
Yeah, they are the same thing. It's just two different words for the same thing.
All right, Mike. Thank you. Keep up the good work.
All right, thanks an awful lot,
and we're going to very soon to you guys.
Please do, please do. We're already buying the lipstick. All right, we're going to switch over here to Francis. Okay, real quick.
Mike, where would you rather have a donation, to you or to the radio network?
Radio network.
Or RCN. Okay.
Well, actually, both, to be very honest, but to the radio network.
Okay. But radio network first, in case. All right, Mike, thank you. Keep up the good work. Bye.
All right, thanks an awful lot, and we're going to switch over to Francis in North Carolina. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, aloha to you both.
Aloha, Nui Nui.
No. You get me on that every time. Nui Nui. Of course, I've forgotten what that means.
It means more. And in the Hawaiian language, when you want something to be greater, you simply repeat the word. So an ali'i nui is a chief of a village, and the ali'i nui nui would be chief of the whole kingdom.
Ah, gotcha. Hopefully I don't lose that one now. Anyway, the reason why I was calling is that I feel for the folks that are over in California that are dealing with the fires and all that kind of good stuff. But
yep.
The original reason why I called was this, especially for people that were born about around the time of around the year 2000, the millennials or whatever the terminology you want to use this day and time is concerned. I'm trying to riddle out this logic from an illogical mind. If people that are that young see what's going on with the economy, they see what's going on with the societal so-called norms or whatever, or non-norms, the status quo, as it were, as to, you should go to college and get your degree for this or whatever have you to, you know, propagate your life and so forth and live it comfortably. Seeing what's going on around them, unless they move to another state in the U.S., let alone out the continental U.S., for that matter, doesn't it kind of defy logic to go to college and get a degree and have to worry about a horrendous amount of a school loan or college loan, for that matter, you have to worry about for several years after leaving there and trying to find a job that you're not able to find because there's nothing available, which you should have seen to start with, begin with, to be able to pay that off, let alone being able to live a decent life without having to reside at mom and dad's place, for that matter.
Well, you're absolutely correct, and there are more and more experts who are saying the harsh reality is, given that all the highly skilled jobs that require a college degree have gone to other countries, that most young people are probably better off not going to college and just getting on out into the job market and start building job skills and find their way forward and free of that debt. Like everything else in this country, higher education has been turned from a real service into a racket to just get people onto that debt hook and not let them off. Francis, I got to let you go. We got to take a break for commercials, and we'll be right back with another phone call.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you. And your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 today.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it. At AROutfitting.com.
On the fifth day of global warming, Al Gore gave to me $5 $4 gas, 3 failed automakers, 2 melting ice caps, and the Fear Mongering documentary.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're going to go right back to the telephones now to Mike in Maine. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, how you doing, Mike? Just two quick comments, and I wanted to know what your opinion of Trump's recent announcement regarding Jerusalem was.
I'm sorry, you're in Michigan, Maine. I misread that.
That's okay. I'm sure there's a Mike in Maine as well that thinks just like I do. I wanted to ask, after I made these very quick 2 points, the first is I noticed a lot of this is just mostly domestic politics, this announcement, which I took as hot air. I didn't think he was going to do it. He was going to actually say it. I thought it was the last second. It was going to be a really good excuse, but he wouldn't be able to do it. Now that he's done it, and seeing the reactions of leaders around the world and how they vary depending on their domestic perception of the Palestinian issue, I'm of the opinion that it's a great thing, really, for the peace process for the region, because now, finally, the United States government won't be perceived as a fair broker. And someone else will have to fill that void. And it'll
which
be
more than likely, I'm expecting to see Vladimir Putin step on in the way he did into the negotiations over Syria's chemical weapons. Putin has proven himself a global statesman. And if anybody's going to prevent a meltdown of the Middle East, I think it's going to be him. So go get him, Vlad.
Absolutely. And I think that, our foreign policy will be drastically affected as we see who used to be allies now leaning the other direction, which matters to us, I hope. And, you know, I think it's a good thing. I'm just curious to know if you'd agree with that.
Well, I would agree with that because I think a lot of countries who are allies with the United States of America are now beginning to understand the United States is a failing empire. They can't even know their own mind. We're under the control of Israel, and I think a lot of our friends are going to start pulling back away out of concern that Israeli control is going to come through the United States into their countries and attempt to subvert them.
Well, where it matters, that's already happened. But I think it's also a good thing, even if you're pro-Israeli and, you know, you're always starting on their side of the argument somehow, this is bad for Israel if there is no two-state solution because, you know, one state would mean, you know, one or the other. You can't have both. You know, it has to be a democratic state or it's going to be an apartheid state. This two-state thing was really the only out they had to keep the land and get legitimacy. So it's interesting now the times that we live in.
Yeah, but the problem with that is Israel doesn't feel they need anybody's acknowledgement of legitimacy. Israel sees itself as legitimate, and anybody who's not agreeing with them as an anti-Semite and a Jew hater. And so they're not concerned about how the rest of the world thinks about them. They're in many ways a pirate kingdom, much like Tripoli originally was.
And just real quick, and I'll leave it with this question. What do you think of the new prince, crown prince, king of Saudi Arabia overall, just generally speaking? And thanks for your radio show, Mike.
All right. Well, thank you very much. When bin Salman first was elevated to crown prince, I thought maybe it was going to be a breath of fresh air. But since taking hold of power, he's behaved in a very reckless manner. Both in Yemen and in attempting to fill his coffers for the government by literally looting and plundering his rich people, which is certainly a better system than we have in the United States, where they're trying to loot the poor and middle class to fill up the government's coffers, because we don't really have all that much. You know, we're tapped out here. But unfortunately, with the new GOP tax plan, it's very obvious Congress is worshiping the investor and, to be more blunt, the donor class. There was that one member of Congress who came on out literally and said, the reason we're not worrying about tax cuts for the working poor and the middle classes, they're just going to waste all that money on booze and women. And it was an absurd thing to say, and I hope it is brought up next time that they are running for re-election. All right, we're going to take another phone call. This is Tom in Florida. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yes, Michael, good day. And you're right on about what you said about Israel. They are controlling basically the United States. You're right on. And speaking of schmucks, Michael, Franken's going to have a conference tomorrow. I believe he's going to resign tomorrow. Looks like
that's
the women
word
in the Senate
get.
Are going against him. So I think he's going to be going out. And we'll see what happens with that situation. But, Michael, what I do want to talk about, it's really, really on my mind and it's really bothering me, is they keep talking this crap about Donald Trump and the Russian dossier and all this with this Mueller imbecile. This moron Mueller. In the meantime, you got this guy, Jerry Brown, who's breaking every federal law with immigration, with sanctuary cities. He should be rounded
yes.
up and arrested. Donald Trump needs to go in there and arrest him with the feds. They got to go get these mayors in San Francisco, arrest them. When they put these guys in jail, the rest of these Democrats are going to get the message that there's no more games with federal law. Because, Michael, this is on the books. I was reading the books on immigration. It's mind-blowing. It's unbelievable. I mean, the American public knew what was going on with immigration. They would have an explosion. Matter of fact, on Fox News this morning, they were talking about these illegal immigrants are costing the United States taxpayers $360 billion a year. I don't know if I got that figure right. I think that's what I saw, $360 billion. So
yes.
where is this shaking out to be? This is not but a shakedown by the Democrats to get more voters into this country to vote Democrat for the free handouts. To flood this country with a different culture doesn't want to asylumate. They don't want to take the common language. Matter of fact, like I told you did last time I talked to you, Michael, they don't even want to take our they want to keep their own TV stations and radio stations. The Germans, the Italians, nobody else was able to do that. The Polish, the Swedes, they weren't allowed to keep 24-hour broadcasting on radio and TV. Could you imagine if Germany would have done that? The Germans would have done that 365 days a year, 24 hours of broadcasting, TV, and radio? That would have never happened. They wouldn't have allowed it. And what's really perplexing about that, Michael, is the United States Constitution was one vote away from being speaking a German country.
I know.
The preamble. It was one vote away from this country is actually supposed to be speaking German. And by the way, another thing I found very perplexing is I didn't realize this, but there's more German ethnic group of Germans in this country than any other group in this country, even English. There's more people that came from Germany of any other ethnic group that ever came to America. Did you know that?
Yeah, well, there was a huge influx of people from Germany who came here at the end of World War II, mostly in the form of war brides. And for the longest time after the end of World War II, there, a lot of Germans left the country. There wasn't anything there to work with, and it took a very long time to start to rebuild.
Correct. And getting back to immigration, oh, Michael, one more thing, and I know you got other callers. I'll make it quick. This thing with Trump now with the Russians and Mueller, that should be stopped. He should fire that guy immediately and say, you know what, I'm going after that clown Brown, that moonbeam insane clown Brown out in California who put a sanctuary cities. Because, Michael, that's setting a precedent. These other cities, all these mayors and these other 300 sanctuary cities should be rounded up and put in jail. Once they're in jail, you will see a change in this country like this. It'll be a massive earthquake. It'll be whatever they call it over there in Yellowstone, the Caldera earthquake.
Caldera. Right now, Caldera.
Caldera. Thank you. Caldera.
You know, there's some members of Congress who are making a big deal about passing a new bill that would allow for these people creating these sanctuary cities and sanctuary counties to go to jail. But the law is already there. It's just not being enforced. It's called Title 8. And that really is the big problem. We have a Congress that gets their face on TV saying we need a new bill to do X, Y, and Z, forgetting that such a bill already exists. It's just not being enforced.
Right.
And again, Trump did campaign on a promise of getting tough on illegal immigration. That did not happen. And you're absolutely right. The reason the Democrats are pulling in all these people is they can count on them to vote illegally Democratic in next year's and 2020's elections. And the more I think about the fact that Conyers and Franken have been basically taken out of political life, those were high-profile people. And I think the Democratic field, as you will, is being deliberately culled to get rid of potential competitors for the Democratic primary in 2020. I got to tell you, in all honesty, I think the reason it's going so strongly as it is, even though it makes the Democrats as a whole look bad, I think Hillary's people are trying to weed out any potential competitors to her. And that's exactly what Richard Nixon was doing during his run for re-election. They went on out and they basically destroyed all the Democrats that Richard Nixon thought could be a serious challenge to him until we got left with George McGovern.
Well, you could be right, Michael, probably absolutely right. Mike, you're right, but what about Joe Biden? Maybe he'll have right before the election, 2020, he'll have a heart attack or something. She's going to have to get rid of Biden. But you could be absolutely
right. I think
right
he already said he's not going to run.
Well, okay, so, let's just hope this guy passes his bill with the sanctuary cities and arrest these guys. This guy, I believe it's Todd Roqueta or something out of Indiana. He's one of the pushers.
They're not going to enforce this new bill any more than they enforced the last one. And
we are descending into a
mobocracy the way that Rome did. Anyway, Tom, we got to let you go. Thank you very much. We're going to let you go. Get on back to the news here because we're coming up to the top of the hour and our third hour guests, Dave Gahary and Phil Turney, about the USS Liberty. So Japan is now getting ready for the possibility of an attack from North Korea. They're carrying out citywide evacuation tests. That's a major, major event if you look at some of those cities out there. And they're conducting similar drills in smaller cities as well. So they're getting ready. Now, Ron Paul has stepped forward, volunteering to be a peace envoy to North Korea for President Trump. The only problem being that Trump's administration, the war hawks, the neocons, they don't want peace. They need a major, major war on which to blame the rapidly declining U.S. economy. Because if there is no war, the economy continues on the way it's going. And I'm expecting after the Christmas rush is over and we start seeing major, major losses of retail stores and jobs, the American people are going to say, this is all the fault of Wall Street. This is all the fault of the Federal Reserve. It's all the fault of the Congress and the White House. And so one of the reasons to accelerate this war agenda and get something major going. So the government is going to be able to say, it's the war. We have to pay for the war. We're sorry, but, you know, governing is choosing and governing is prioritizing. We're sorry that you people are going hungry and you're dying of easily cured illnesses because the Medicare payments have stopped. But we've got to go on out and give those evil people what for. It's all their fault that you're suffering. Don't blame us. We didn't do anything wrong. Now, we have been talking about the high cost, poor quality of America's weapons. I think those embarrassments over in South Korea illustrate that perfectly. F-22 lost power, got back to the airfield, had to be towed off. Pieces of the F-35 flying off while it's in flight. And this gets us back to one of the high-tech whiz-bang systems that the Navy has been developing. They've spent $500 million developing an electromagnetic rail gun. And it looked really impressive, and they developed a special projectile to go with it called a hypervelocity projectile. It was basically lighter in weight, so it could be accelerated much more rapidly. And somebody did some calculations and found out that using that same projectile that's lighter in weight, they could get the same velocities and range using conventional artillery. And so now there's talk of just canceling this entire project. And there's also the issue that the cycling rate, at least on the current testbed railgun, is nowhere near as rapid as that of naval artillery. So, getting into the economic news here, the dollar has suffered the worst year since 2003. And it's not looking like it's going to reverse course anytime soon. And apparently the word coming out of Washington via Bloomberg is that tax reform isn't about to save the dollar, where federal rate hikes have failed. One of the reasons the dollar is in trouble, along with the fact that it's being hyperinflated, is if other countries take in a dollar and they bring it back to the United States, what can they buy with it? Our manufactured goods are overpriced junk. Nobody wants those. Nobody wants our GMO agriculture. The dollar's real worth is not what it prices against gold or other currencies, but what you can actually trade it for. And if there's really nothing out there that you want to trade that dollar for, then the real value of that dollar is pretty much zero. And that's why so many of these other countries are turning to the ruble and the yuan and these other basket currencies, so forth and so on. Paul Craig Roberts has come up with a new name, a new phrase for what's going on in this country right now, and he calls it plunder capitalism. And basically he opposed the tax cut for the large corporations that passed Congress because it's got nothing to do with supply-side economics. The only purpose was to raise equity prices by providing equity owners with more capital gains and dividends. In other words, it's there to drive that stock market up so the government can use it as a propaganda banner. How can you say the economy's in trouble? Look, the Dow is pushing 45 million. I mean, that's tells you how good our economy is, even as we have 100 million Americans chronically out of work. Now, there was an article over in Giza Death Star talking about the missing $21 trillion. And ever since Donald Rumsfeld had to take the podium at the Pentagon and admit that the Pentagon had misplaced $3 trillion, more and more people are trying to look and find out, where's the money going? And the latest estimated number is that the U.S. government as a whole, including the Pentagon, have managed to misplace $21 trillion dollars of your money. Nobody seems to know where it went, or nobody seems to want to say where it went. So apparently there's an economist over at the Michigan State University who says that despite his best efforts to find out where it went, all he's getting is obfuscation, buck passing, and missing links. And now the story has captured the attention of Greg Hunter, who's the financial commentator at USAWatchdog.com. And that's a legitimate question, because that wasn't the government's money they lost. That was your money. And just think of how much good $21 trillion could do to this country for its infrastructure, for its education. maybe it's not missing. Maybe it simply got spent on unreported research and development for new weapons, the wonder weapons. But that's a lot of money to just have go walk about. And if nothing else, it proves that the U.S. government is a bad manager. They can't manage themselves. Why should we let them manage us? Which makes a lot of common sense to me. Bloomberg's Matt Townsend is saying that America's retail apocalypse is only just now getting started, echoing my sentiment about what we're likely to see at the end of the holiday shopping season. We're going to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com, educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
Hey, folks. CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefit. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no work, can't draw no pay.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. Now, China's central bank is warning Bitcoin will die. And we know that China has cracked down on the Bitcoin exchanges over there. And again, this may be concern that as a virtual currency, it can be manipulated wildly out of control, which seems to be what's going on right now. And of course, any central bank, they want their currency to be the currency everybody is using because they make money off of that. If people are using Bitcoin or Ether or any other cryptocurrency, the bankers aren't making a piece of the action off of that until they can take control of it and say, well, we're now loaning Bitcoins into circulation at interest, which is the essential scam of private central banking. So China is out there saying it's going to die. Bitcoin's value is continuing to climb. I did go ahead and take the recommendation of the caller the other day, and I did set up a Bitcoin link at whatreallyhappened.com. And so far, we've raised 0.000004 Bitcoin. So we're off and running on our way to incredible wealth beyond the dreams of Midas. Looking over at the stock market, there is a growing concern that a car crash is coming, and it will be led by Tesla. And the reality for all the automakers is people just don't have the money to buy new cars. The conventional business model, planned obsolescence, was that a low-end car was designed to last just 5 years. And the luxury models for 8. The thinking was the original owner would keep it for 5, and then it would go into the pre-owned vehicle market. Used to call them used cars, now it's pre-owned. But people are keeping their cars much longer. We've kept this Honda for 18 years. We don't want to take out a car loan because we are not sure we can pay it. And that is a very common sentiment. So the car companies have been manufacturing cars. They're having to rent huge lots to keep the surplus. And again, if you look at the actual car commercials on the air right now, the deals are amazing. They can't move their product. And they're not going to be able to move their product, no matter how great their offers are, until we return to a system where the wealth accumulated at the top of our economic pyramid is recycled back down to the bottom in the form of decent wages and salaries that people can trade their labor and skills for, at which point they'll take that money and they'll go down to the car lot and they'll buy a new car, or they'll go to the shopping mall and they'll buy a new TV, or they'll pay down their credit card bills, or they'll buy a new home. But we have an entire economy that is just focused on finding ways to get more and more money out of the general population. But you can't take out what isn't in there in the first place. Okay, we got to do a station break here. When we come on back, we're going to have Dave Perry and Bill Turney of Erasing the Liberty. We'll be right back.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines.
I know I've got you excited. So take a breath, head to aroutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at aroutfitting.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.